Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
612 News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price kicking off this week. It's Monday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on today. Let's go ahead and look at the three important things you need to know about this hour.
Here's today's top three stories.
National Hurricane Center forecasters reporting they don't expect any tropical development over the next 7 days. However, dangerous heat warnings will hit the Pensacola area again this week. This is thanks to a massive heat dome expected to hang around really all the way into August. Heat index values are projected in the triple digits through Wednesday.
And retail theft is soaring in Pensacola. Now, Senator Ashley Moody wants something done about it and is pushing for harsher penalties at the federal level. PPD confirms nearly 500 reports of theft this year. Sergeant Brittany Sturgeon says it's a trend happening citywide, and Moody points to transnational groups as a driving factor to the
issue. Here's your third story. An executive presidential order will make it easier for Pensacola to remove homeless people from the streets. Now, the order also shores up federal money to help fund efforts to move people around home without homes to rehabilitation clinics or other facilities. The EO calls for the expanded use of civil commitment, meaning those with severe mental illness or drug addiction could be placed into treatment facilities involuntarily.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, federal drug trafficking charges have been filed against 51-year-old Carlton DeWight Shoemaker from Escambia County. He faces three counts of intent to distribute controlled substances, account for possession of a firearm in relation to drug trafficking, and account for possession of a firearm as a convicted felon. If he's convicted, Shoemaker could face up to life in prison.
Okay, Escambia County public safety officials saying they need dispatchers. Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore.
It's online, applications online, and we're looking for people who, one, you know, you don't have to have any training, you don't have to have any background in this. We'll teach you. You got to have a want to do this. You got to have a want to help people. And yes, it is sometimes it's mind-numbing, but sometimes it's really on the edge of your seat because you're the first voice they hear when they call 911.
Okay, Gilmore says staffing levels for dispatchers are down around 20% this year. It is 6:15, sliding through the afternoon here. Austin Price, looking at the weather, local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see, looking at the roads here. We saw a lot of it dying down late last hour, and that appears to look not really much different than what we have currently. With the last major spot we were dealing with was I-10, if you were traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. But that cleared out late last hour, and it looks like it's still sitting pretty. So there shouldn't be much holding you up, is I guess what I'm trying to say. As for the weather, 96 degrees, going to be a low of 81 tonight. Do have a heat advisory coming in sometime tomorrow. High is going to be 97, but we're also going to see some rainfall chances coming in on your Tuesday that will linger around on your Wednesday and actually knock the high down to a pretty modest 92 degrees.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Alligator Alcatraz in South Florida has started its deportation flights. They said it was. They said they were going to do it. Here's Madison Scarpino.
Alligator Alcatraz can hold up to 2,000 detainees right now, but Governor DeSantis says they eventually plan to double that number. The goal of the facility has always been to ramp up illegal immigrant deportations, and less than a month after its opening, DeSantis says it's been a success. He says 100 illegal immigrants there have already been flown off to other countries, and hundreds more have left the facility, flown to other U.S. immigration detention hubs, and will soon be deported as well. The facility will cost around $450 million a year, and it's FEMA who is going to reimburse Florida for those funds.
And here's some wholesome news for you. A Palm Beach County World War II vet will soon turn 102. Harold Terran celebrated Saturday in Delray Beach with about three dozen family members. That includes 11 great-grandchildren. During the war, the Air Force vet fixed airplanes and transported prisoners. He says if he had been killed in the war, there would have been no party this weekend, and the 35 people he celebrated with wouldn't be here.
It was the first weekend in the world without Hulk Hogan, who died last week at the age of 71 at his home in Florida. Evan Brown reports from Miami.
From fellow former wrestlers to fans to other celebrities, tributes continue for the late legendary professional wrestler Hulk Hogan, who died at his home in Clearwater, Florida last Thursday. Even from the other Hulk, actor Lou Ferrigno, who portrayed Marvel's Incredible Hulk in the 70s TV series.
He was so genuine. with the fans. They're so kind, every single person.
Aside from wrestling for various promoters, but especially the WWE, Hogan, real name Terry Bollea, was a reality TV star and actor who famously appeared as a wrestler opposite Sylvester Stallone's legendary boxer in Rocky III. He was 71, and the cause of death is being described as cardiac arrest. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And of course, whenever someone passes away, we always have the critics. Well, a Florida school board member facing backlash for celebrating the death of Hulk Hogan. Alachua County official Sarah Rockwell responded to the tragedy by posting on her personal Facebook page, quote, "Good, one less MAGA in the world." The woman later apologized for her remarks, which were screenshotted by the Alachua Chronicle. Hogan, who was a friend of President Donald Trump, just passed away July 24th.
Okay, 618 News Radio 92.3. Some Florida police departments may be using a dangerous weapon and not even realize it. Daria Albinger has the report.
Compact, easy to use, and has been approved for use by at least 9 law enforcement agencies across Florida. But a state lawmaker says the Sig Sauer P320 is unreliable and says it should be shelved by departments across the state until it can be made safer. Republican Representative Danny Alvarez says the pistols discharged while holstered, causing dozens of injuries. Sig Sauer says the gun's internal safety mechanisms have undergone the most rigorous testing of any firearm. It says the problem is user error or incompatible holsters. Daria Albinger, Fox News.
And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making one thing clear, and that's that he's not necessarily a fan of AI. The governor promising to release a set of policies on AI in the near future. But while speaking in Panama City, he said he knows we can't bury our heads in the sand and pretend technology doesn't exist. But he did insist that AI is wrong a lot of the time and says it often depends on the data going in.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. Space jobs in jeopardy? You betcha. NASA's slashing about 20% of its workforce, and some employees say it is a terrible plan. Here's Jill Nato.
Nearly 4,000 staffers at NASA are taking off from the agency, mostly through the Deferred Resignation Program. The Hill reports that'll cut NASA from 18,000 down to 14,000 workers. It's part of President Trump's efforts to downsize the federal workforce, but nearly 400 current NASA employees have signed what they call the Voyager Declaration. It's a formal dissent addressed to interim NASA Administrator Sean Duffy. They say the Trump administration's cuts will set back scientific advances on Earth and in space by decades and will hand space over to international competitors. Jill Nato, Fox News.
In Florida, gasoline prices remained steady over the past week, with an average of $3.09 a gallon for regular unleaded. That's up just 2 cents from the previous week. Prices have been fluctuating within a 31-cent range since September, according to AAA. Florida prices ranged from $2.83 in the Crestview-Fort Walton Beach area to $3.23 in West Palm Beach, Boca Raton. 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest-hitting national headlines for you right here on this Monday afternoon edition of News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Come on, start.
Looking for reliable auto repairs without breaking the bank?
Well, yeah.
At Affordable Automotive, we keep your car and your budget running smooth.
That's more like it.
Hi, I'm Kenny with Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze. My father started this business over 30 years ago, and we continue to proudly serve the Gulf Coast with trusted local service. Whether you're a first-time or returning customer, we inspect each vehicle like it's our own. From oil changes, engine replacements, and diagnostics, our certified techs do it right the first time. Fast, honest, and fair, just like auto service should be. So if your car needs care, bring it to Affordable Automotive in Gulf Breeze, a mile west of the Gulf Breeze Zoo. Visit us at AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com and schedule your appointment today. That's AffordableAutomotiveGulfBreeze.com. Affordable Automotive. Quality you can afford.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Mass Confusion takes the stage with classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies all in their own style. Come out and take a spin on the dance floor at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This week, don't miss the Gulfside Market.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider, right now offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 923.
Get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
Nobody up in this world.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
A little bit of Jimi Hendrix this afternoon, 6:23, News Radio 92.3. Three major events that will affect the U.S. economy taking place this week. Ashley Strohmeyer has the latest.
The International Monetary Fund will release its World Economic Outlook update. Then on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve is set to end its fifth interest rate meeting since President Trump came back to office. Policymakers are expected to hold rates steady. The decision is expected to draw criticism from President Trump, who has slammed Fed Chair Jerome Powell over the Fed's refusal to cut rates. And then Friday is the deadline for dozens of countries to strike trade deals with the U.S.
Okay, it is 6:24, News Radio 92.3. We are watching your money today. We certainly are. Hillary Barsky's in. It's been, by the way, a mixed day for the major indices. Hillary's in. She has those numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks ending mixed and the Nasdaq hitting a new record high following news that the U.S. and European Union had reached a trade agreement under which most imports would face a 15% tariff. It's the busiest week of the quarter for earnings reports with tech heavyweights Microsoft, Apple, Amazon, and Meta releasing financial results. Tech stocks were the best performers today while consumer staples and healthcare lagged. The Dow falling 64 points, the Nasdaq up 70, S&P 500 up a point. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:25, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much. Luckily, I can keep it brief because the roads are looking clear. If you're dealing with any problems on the roads, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for your weather, 96 degrees. That's how it's been basically the entirety of our show this afternoon.
Hot.
There you go. Low of 81, mostly clear this evening. Tomorrow, we are going to see some rainfall chances with another heat advisory, just like the one we had earlier today. High of 97 for your Tuesday. Wednesday, rainfall chances are going to linger, and the high is going to take a hit as a result. Currently projected to be only around 92.
Yeah, three little letters will sum it up, H-O-T. That says volumes.
And SPF. How's that sound?
Yeah. Because of the UV, right?
Yes, yeah, two more letters for you. Just tossing those in as afterthoughts.
Okay, we're talking about heat advisories. Yeah, it is here and it is all over the country. Millions of Americans under those heat advisories this week as temps and humidity soar. Christian Goodwin has the details for you.
The National Weather Service says extreme heat is expected to intensify across much of the Southeast and Tennessee Valley through Wednesday, noting several metropolitan areas, including Charlotte, Nashville, and Orlando, could see temperatures soaring into the upper 90s to low 100s over the next few days. The Weather Service urging the roughly 20 million people impacted to limit outdoor activity and to stay hydrated. Also telling folks to be sure to check on vulnerable family members, friends, and neighbors, noting relief is expected by the end of the week as we enter August and a cold front slowly advances into the region. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And this should come as a surprise to literally nobody. Jeffrey Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell calling on the Supreme Court to overturn her sex trafficking conviction. In a new brief filed earlier today, Maxwell's lawyers argue an agreement made between Epstein and the U.S. government shields her from prosecution. But the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that that agreement made by Epstein with Florida prosecutors to plead guilty did not apply in New York. Maxwell is currently serving a 20-year sentence in federal prison, and she met with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche for questioning last week as the Trump administration faces pressure to release all files related to the Epstein case.
All right, if it's not Ghislaine Maxwell, it's the Russian collusion. Following a couple of things.
Yeah, that's another big thing going on.
Yeah, CIA Director John Ratcliffe saying today more documents will be coming out proving the Obama administration launched the Russian collusion investigation on false intelligence. Another thing, I think we probably all knew this by now, Peter Ducey is at the White House and has his report.
Director Ratcliffe is saying that even though we've been talking about Russiagate for years, there is still a lot of new intel that still hasn't come out, but it's going to come out because he's going to put it out. Democrats on intel-related committees are now saying the president's sudden interest in pointing fingers at Democrats must just be to get people talking about something other than the life and death of Jeffrey Epstein. Not so, according to the director of national intelligence, who says these new disclosures are all about rooting out the original sin of the original Russia collusion investigation elevated for years by elected Democrats.
And speaking of Democrats, 20 Democratic-led states are suing the Trump administration over an attempt to gather sensitive information about people who receive food stamps. The states allege that the Department of Agriculture is improperly trying to get sensitive info after the department demanded Social Security numbers and home addresses of SNAP recipients. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins has previously said that Trump is rightfully requiring the Fed, or the federal government, rather, to have access to all programs it funds. California Attorney General Rob Bonta, meanwhile, said the demand violates all kinds of state and federal privacy laws.
News Radio 92.3, Delta Airlines co-pilot was dramatically arrested over the weekend at San Francisco International on federal child sexual abuse charges. What a surprise this was. Here's Ted Linder.
Once the pilot parked at the terminal gate, passengers began to exit normally until chaos ensued as Homeland Security agents stormed the cockpit. Passengers described armed officers pushing through the aisle before escorting the co-pilot off the plane. Video of the incident made the rounds on social media Sunday. Delta has referred all questions to law enforcement, which is yet to comment. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
President Trump's nominee to become the next chief of naval operations, Admiral Darrell Cottle, recently appeared before the Senate Armed Services Committee, which will consider his nomination. Kevin Yurinsky has the details on News Radio 92.3.
During the hearing, Admiral Cottle outlined his underlying principle for the Navy.
I view this nomination as a solemn opportunity to ensure our nation's maritime dominance is never surpassed by competitors or adversaries.
But he admits there are challenges, especially from the Chinese, and says the Navy has to both meet that challenge while still maintaining current standards.
Our maritime fighting forces must continue to be lethal, resilient, agile, and globally present, capable of deterring conflict and, when called upon, achieving decisive victory.
If confirmed, Cotto would replace Admiral Lisa Franchetti, who was fired as Chief of Naval Operations shortly after President Trump took office. Kevin Uresky, Fox News.
Okay, look at it, sports. We'll dive into it in about 5 minutes. This is News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. President Trump and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen have agreed to a final trade deal, one in which the president calls the biggest ever. But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says bigger isn't necessarily better.
When you raise tariffs, the American families pay for it. $90 billion tax.
The EU will pay 15% tariffs and invest $600 billion in the U.S. economy and buy $750 billion in energy. Cincinnati's police chief reacting to a viral video showing a street brawl. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
Video of a fight posted to social media showed a man and a woman getting kicked and punched.
Social media, the post that we've seen, does not depict the entire incident.
The chief was asked if people should be afraid to go downtown.
I think what they should be angry about is nobody called the police.
Police say several arrests have been made. America's listening to Fox News.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 when Brittany Hughes from Parks and Recreation will be on the show. She'll be discussing summer camps, where they're located, the cost, and how you can apply for a scholarship for your child to attend. She'll also cover deadlines to register, how to register, and will be available for you to call or text in with your questions during the show.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about the governor's press conference at Alligator Alcatraz, explaining it as a deportation facility. The crazy, impossible position that the rules put the Board of Trustees at UWF in for deciding tenure. Are there ways we can improve efficiency for fire and EMS? We talked with Eric Gilmore about that. And did you hear the one about the good guy with the gun stopping the stabbing at the Walmart in Michigan? Although he could use some gun training. You can catch all those conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Turn you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Looking for a stranger, looking for, you know, you gotta touch your eyes and cross your teeth. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, National Hurricane Center forecasters report that they don't expect any tropical development over the next 7 days. However, dangerous heat warnings will hit the Pensacola area again this week, thanks to a massive heat dome expected to hang around well into August. Heat index values are projected in the triple digits through Wednesday.
Okay, story number two, retail theft is soaring here in Pensacola. Now, Senator Ashley Moody wants something done about it and is pushing for harsher penalties at the federal level. PPD confirms nearly 500 reports of theft this year. Sergeant Brittany Sturgeon said it's a trend happening citywide. Moody points to transnational groups as a driving factor to those thefts.
And an executive presidential order will make it easier for Pensacola to remove homeless people from the streets. The order also shores up federal money to help fund efforts to move people without homes to rehabilitation clinics or other facilities. The EO calls for the expanded use of civil commitment. That means that those with severe mental illness or drug addiction could be placed into treatment facilities involuntarily.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson said he'd like to see the man who shot and killed Okaloosa County Deputy Ray Hamilton put to death, but it was the family's decision for the state to offer a plea deal for Timothy Price Williams.
If they say, no, we want him dead, then I'd be like, hey, I support you 100% and we'll go for the death penalty. But if they say, no, we don't want to sit through that and don't want to get punished, basically, and, you know, send them to prison for life, I would accept what the family wants.
Well, Johnson says the state offered the family a choice, and they didn't want to endure the pain of hearing that testimony at trial.
That's very understandable. And an Escambia County man has been indicted on federal firearms charges, specifically for two counts of possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. 41-year-old Jason Wayne Coleman faces a maximum of 15 years in prison for each count. The investigation is being conducted by the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and the Escambia County Sheriff's Office.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Go! And the Mets sweep the series and win their seventh in a row with a bases loaded. Diaz bared down and got Adamas and Chapman to win the game.
The hottest team in the major leagues right now, the New York Mets beat the Giants in the Sunday night game in San Francisco on ESPN 5-3. Matt Chapman, who hit two home runs for the Giants, struck out to end the game. Seven straight wins for the Mets, who lead the National League East by a game and a half over the Phillies, who lost to the Yankees 4-3. Texas Rangers won their sixth game in a row Sunday, 8-1 over the Braves. Kyle Raleigh hit his major league best 41st home run, but the Mariners lost to the Angels 4-1. Mike Trout homered for Los Angeles, 1,000 RBIs for his career. Baseball Hall of Fame induction Sunday. Among the new electees, pitcher CC Sabathia.
It's been a long road from Vallejo, California. And I wouldn't have made it all this way without the women redirecting me when I got lost. Tonight, tell your grannies, your moms, your aunts, your sisters, your wives, your girlfriends, and your daughters how much you love and appreciate them.
On MLB Network, CC Sabathia thanked the women in his life for helping him make the Baseball Hall of Fame. Also enshrined Sunday in Cooperstown, Ichiro Suzuki, Billy Wagner, and the late Dave Parker, as well as Dick Allen. While Ichiro became the first Japanese-born player in the Baseball Hall, another first happened in sports at Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
The Brickyard belongs to Bubba. Wallace wins at Indy, and he's going to the playoffs.
Unbelievable. Thank you so much.
On TNT, Bubba Wallace, the first black driver ever to win a major race at Indianapolis Motor Speedway, took the Brickyard 400 on the 2.5-mile oval track and double overtime held off Kyle Larson and clinched a spot in the Cup Series playoffs. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And, of course, we want to remind you, because we're going to do this all throughout the week, this Thursday, July 31st, starting at 7 p.m., our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, will be providing coverage of the NFL Hall of Fame game between the L.A. Chargers and the Detroit Lions. You can find ESPN Pensacola on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on your ESPN Pensacola mobile app for absolutely free.
Football legend and Colorado Buffaloes football coach Deion Sanders says he's beaten bladder cancer after undergoing surgery to have his bladder removed. Speaking alongside his doctors in Boulder, well, actually early this morning, Sanders says he recovered so well that he does not need his assistants to run the team. And Deion can say it in one little quick sentence.
I'm back, baby.
There you go. I'm back, baby.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chris, you voiced concern earlier about, like, I hope this isn't a matter of
not rushing things.
Yeah. Don't rush things. Don't feel all the more obligated
exactly
to get back to the helm of the team, especially if your health, because he's had health issues.
We don't want to see a relapse. That's
right,
what we're talking
about. Yeah. Just make sure you're better. Don't feel obligated to save face and lead this team. They would understand, I'm sure. And this is, man, speaking of serious health concerns in the world of football, a member of the 49ers defense suffered a scary injury during Sunday's practice session. Defensive end Taron Jackson went to the ground and did not get back up following what appeared to be just a standard running play. Jackson was stretchered off the field and taken in an ambulance to Stanford Hospital after appearing motionless on the ground. But luckily, head coach Kyle Shanahan told reporters that Jackson was conscious and communicating while also mentioning he could feel all of his extremities.
Well, the man accused of stalking and threatening WNBA star Caitlin Clark, due back in court. He's actually on a West Coast courtroom this afternoon. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
Saturday's scheduled Major League Baseball game at Bristol Motor Speedway will not only be the first time a Major League game gets played in the state of Tennessee, it figures to attract the largest crowd ever to an MLB contest. A game scheduled between the Atlanta Braves and Cincinnati Reds, called the Speedway Classic, a new MLB attendance record will be established. The league announced Monday over 85,000 tickets have been sold for the game, which will get played in a makeshift stadium constructed within the infield of the car racetrack.
Tickets purchased by fans in all 50 states and 9 countries across 4 continents. For those who won't be able to make it to Bristol, Tennessee for this historic game, it will be on television on Fox Saturday night, 7:15 Eastern Time. Jared Max, Fox News.
Michael Lewis was arrested in January after he'd sent threatening and sexually explicit messages and images to Indiana Fever star Caitlin Clark. The 55-year-old man is from Denton, Texas, but officers conducted a welfare check on him in a motel in Indianapolis after his IP address was linked to threatening posts he was writing about Clark from that motel. They told him to stop January 8th, but he continued and was arrested January 12th. When he was in court last month, he tried to fire his public defender, but the judge didn't allow him to. Court documents indicate Clark told police she was fearful after seeing these messages and had altered some of her public appearances because of them. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Quite frankly, I didn't know what to expect at Happy Gilmore 2 because often when a sequel happens, it's underwhelming and completely unnecessary. And even with all that being said, I absolutely love what Adam Sandler created in Happy Gilmore 2. The approximate 2-hour showing on Netflix was nostalgic and fun, and acing those two parts is what makes it a hole-in-one, and I don't understand how anyone walked away from watching Happy Gilmore 2 feeling unsatisfied by this enjoyable sequel. I'm Zach Gelb.
Thank you for making Total Wine & More America's number one online source for spirits, beer, and wine. Better than all those delivery apps. Total Wine's prices are up to 30% lower with super fast delivery and no hidden fees. Order direct at TotalWine.com and pay less today.
Drink responsibly, B21.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the honey buddy chicken biscuit for just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck, so you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Check engine or ABS light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's today's health news.
Well, health officials in New York City are investigating after confirmed cases of Legionnaires' disease. And I had not heard of this in quite a while. Resurfacing here, Tanya J. Powers has more.
New York City Health Department officials say no deaths have been reported, but they are urging caution amid the confirmation of 5 cases of Legionnaires' disease in Manhattan. Legionnaires is a potentially deadly form of pneumonia, which is spread by inhaling water vapor contaminated with Legionella bacteria. That could include mist from showerheads, hot tubs, cooling towers, and decorative fountains. Symptoms of Legionnaires resemble the flu and include fever, cough, muscle aches, or shortness of breath. It's not the first time in recent years that Legionnaires' disease has been found in New York City. In 2022, an outbreak in the Bronx sickened more than 24 people and led to 2 deaths. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And several new studies being presented at the Alzheimer's International Conference in Toronto this week deal with reducing the risk of developing the brain disorder. One study conducted over 10 years shows that people in their 70s who walk daily can reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Another major study demonstrates the importance of healthy activities, including good nutrition, playing computer brain games, and socializing, in addition to exercise.
If you've come across ticks this summer, Fox's Jill Nato reports you are far from alone.
Nearly 500,000 cases of Lyme disease caused by tick bites are reported every year in the U.S., and that may go up even more this summer. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reports emergency room visits related to tick bites have surged in 2025, reaching their highest point in 6 years. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer's proposing new measures to fight the creeps. There's the Tick Identification Pilot Program Act.
The program works by actually taking a picture of the tick, noting the location and day where it was encountered, and submitting it to a federal database to track encounters.
And then there's the Bite Act to create a phone alert system to warn people who may be entering high-risk areas for Lyme. Jill Nato, Fox News.
6:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. Let's see. Man, happy to report not much is going on here on the road. Thank you for staying safe out there. It's been a pretty smooth sailing afternoon, so let's keep it that way. As for the weather, at least on a local scale, 96 degrees, low of 81 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 97. Going to see a heat advisory during your Tuesday tomorrow. But there are going to be some rainfall chances coming in that are going to linger on your Wednesday. And as a result, the high will take a hit. Wednesday's high only sitting at around 92.
All right, that's your local snapshot. Let me go and take you on the national scene here. Extreme heat in store for much of the country. Not only today, but it's going to be tomorrow, and then it's going to extend into Wednesday, but relief is in sight. That is the good news to pass on. Adam Klotz is looking at the Fox weather forecast for you.
A large stretch of the country is dealing with dangerous heat for the start of the week. From Texas through the Ohio Valley and up into the Northeast, heat alerts are in effect as temperatures are climbing into the mid to upper 90s. With humidity, it'll feel closer to 105 in cities like Chicago, St. Louis, and New York. Meanwhile, severe storms are likely this afternoon and evening across the upper Midwest, from portions of South Dakota through Minnesota and western Wisconsin. Expect damaging winds, large hail, and even isolated tornadoes. Localized flash flooding will be possible in some of the heavier downpours. By midweek, the same cold front that brought those storms will bring some cooler temperatures to the Great Lakes and Northeast. Adam Klotz, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, as a wide part of the country enduring a hot weekend, yes, it was a hot one, and it continues to be hot for the next few days here. One of the most famous weather forecasts is predicting the coming autumn won't necessarily be cold either. Evan Brown has the story.
If it hasn't been hot enough for you lately, the Old Farmer's Almanac now predicts it won't be too much better by the time fall comes around. The historic publication is predicting a warmer than usual autumn, especially for the western United States, but it also says things might be a bit cooler along the Appalachian Range and in the Ohio Valley and even all the way over in Hawaii. The Old Farmer's Almanac has been publishing season forecasts, planting time charts, and recipes since 1792, when George Washington was still president. And each year when its new edition is ready for sale in September, it still tops the bestseller lists. Eben Brown, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The S&P 500 rising slightly today to a fresh record, along with the tech-heavy NASDAQ, as investors showed limited enthusiasm over a highly anticipated trade deal announced between the U.S. and the European Union. President Trump announcing yesterday the U.S. has reached an agreement with the EU to lower tariffs to 15%. Shares of liquefied natural gas companies jumped today after the EU agreed to purchase $750 billion worth of energy from the U.S. LNG exporter Venture Global was up more than 4%. President Trump today also setting his deadline for Russian President Vladimir Putin to less than 2 weeks to reach a peace deal with Ukraine or face massive secondary tariffs. Crude oil futures for September delivery rising today at one point more than 2.5%. Now they sit just around $67 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
New York City mayoral candidate Zoran Mamdani is promising to make housing more affordable in the Apple, but real estate industry insiders believe his plan would do just the opposite. Madison Allworth reports from New York City with the latest.
Mamdani wants a rent freeze for rent-stabilized apartments. There are about 1 million rent-stabilized apartments in New York City. 20% of them are considered functionally bankrupt, according to NYU Furman Center. If this rent freeze were to happen, experts say more would be pushed into that category. But Mamdani has really tapped into a huge problem. There is an affordability crisis in the city. 25% of renters are paying more than 50% of their income towards their rent. It's only supposed to be about 30% of your income. The problem is, experts say if you double down on this policy of price controls, you make it impossible for landlords to run these buildings. More buildings go offline.
And Office of Management and Budget Director Russell Vaught joining President Trump in criticizing Fed Chair Jerome Powell's decision to not lower interest rates. Vaught shared the frustration in an interview with CBS's Face the Nation. Trump recently toured the Federal Reserve building in D.C. with Powell, taking a closer look at a major renovation at the building. The president has repeatedly criticized and insulted Powell for not lowering interest rates, a decision Powell says is based on the uncertainty of Trump's tariff policy.
6:50, 10 away from 7 o'clock, News Radio 92.3. Texas will be manufacturing technology for AI. Good deal for Samsung here. Here's Jenny Casola.
Samsung Electronics will be making chips for artificial intelligence in Texas. It's a $16.5 billion deal. Tesla CEO Elon Musk says Tesla is the client. Musk says the factory in Taylor, Texas, will be manufacturing its newest chip. He says he'll walk the line personally to accelerate the pace of progress and says the plant is conveniently located not far from his house. The chips are intended to be used in humanoid robots, self-driving cars, and artificial intelligence data centers. Samsung expects the plant to start operating next year. Ginny Cozzolda, Fox News.
President Trump has announced that the U.S. and the European Union have reached an agreement for a trade deal. Edward Lawrence reports from the White House.
The European Union has come to that framework agreement. They will pay 15% additional tariff on goods coming from the European Union into the United States. Now, the president says that in the deal, U.S. products going to the EU will have no additional tariffs. Also, the European 27-block trading group will lower non-tariff barriers for U.S. automakers, as well as certain agriculture products. Now, what this deal gives the European Union is a way to continue to sell those autos in the U.S. with a lower tariff. What it shows is the president is willing to negotiate on his protectionary tariffs, and countries are buying down that percentage in this other deal.
All righty. Exactly, 652. As I live and breathe, we will take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather, but also we'll get some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines for you to help ease you into this Monday evening right here on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air this Thursday, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the FHSAA and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Right now.
.655, heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price, looking at that weather and local traffic together this afternoon on News Radio 92.3. Looking pretty good, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. It's been a pretty easygoing afternoon so far, especially this hour. And it appears to still be that case now, or that appears to still be the case now. If you are dealing with any backups, wherever you may be, they hopefully should not hold you up for much longer. As for your weather, 96 degrees, low of 81. It's been sitting at 96 for a while now in our neck of the woods. Had a heat advisory in effect earlier this afternoon. Going to have one tomorrow as well with some rainfall chances coming in. Tuesday's high sitting at 97 currently. Wednesday, we're going to see those rainfall chances linger and the high take a bit of a hit as a result. Wednesday's high only expected to be more around 92.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Boy, the Beyonce Cowboy Carter tour wrapped up in a big way. you get the Cowboy tour, and then on top of it all, they open the curtains and there's Destiny's Child.
Right.
What a reunion. Here's Lillian Wu.
A flashback for fans at Beyonce's concert to a Destiny's Child hit from 20 years ago. The audience surprised at the final show of Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour in Las Vegas this weekend with a Destiny's Child reunion. Kelly Rowland, Michelle Williams, and Beyonce stepping out in matching gold ensembles, thrilling the crowd with hits like Lose My Breath and Beyonce's own song Energy. The chart-topping group went their separate ways in 2006. This is the first time the trio's performed together since 2018, when they had a Coachella headlining set. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
And the first trailer for Avatar: Fire and Ash out now. Disney released it online Monday after first debuting it in theaters over the weekend. Sam Worthington and Zoe Saldana are returning for the third entry in the franchise, along with Kate Winslet and Stephen Lang. The first Avatar film is the top grossing movie of all time, while the second is the third highest. Avatar Fire and Ash will hit theaters December 19th.
Okay, before the country's 250th birthday next year, Americans are being asked to share their stories with a special nonprofit that is going to be traveling around the country for the next 12 months. Jessica Rosenthal has more on the story.
America 250 is a nonprofit working with the U.S. Semiquincentennial Commission, which was set up by Congress, and Rosie Rios is the head of it. She's kicking off a tour called Our American Story.
We're going from Guam to Alaska, Fairbanks to Philadelphia, and everywhere in between.
She says the goal of America 250 is to record Americans talking about the country, how we all became Americans, and our family stories.
We're meeting people where they are, thanks to our beautifully reimagined Airstream travel trailers. These will be mobile recording studios that will crisscross the country, making stops in local Walmart parking lots to engage communities and local leaders.
She says the goal is to build the largest oral and visual history collection in the U.S. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
And a very large lizard that escaped from the home in Webster, Massachusetts, where it was being kept illegally, has apparently left the state. The reptile, known as a water monitor, was spotted on Friday near a pond in the Connecticut border town of Thompson. The 5-foot lizard is not known to attack humans or pets, luckily, but anyone who spots it should call their local police department. The lizard is named Goose, and it escaped from its owner on July 18th and was apparently being held without the proper permits.
Well, it's a good thing it's not a cook goose.
Clever.
Listen, those monitors can get big, I want to tell you.
It sounds like it.
Okay, a pair of superhero movies wins the weekend box office title. Deborah Valentine has the story.
The Fantastic Four First Steps is off on the right foot. The Marvel film pulling in $118 million in its opening weekend.
Mr. Fantastic. Invisible Woman. Human Torch. And the Thing.
Hey, what time is it? Say the thing.
That's not really something I say.
DC Studios Superman slides to second place with $24.9 million in its third week. Universal's Jurassic World Rebirth comes in third place with $13 million. F1 comes in fourth place with $6.2 million. And Smurfs finishes in fifth place with $5.4 million. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Pets need protection this summer. A few safety tips here. Keep your pet off that hot asphalt. Keep them on the grass. Make sure your pets have access to shade and plenty of cool water. Keep those pets hydrated. Very important. Okay, that's going to wrap it for Austin and Chris Bryan. We'll be back tomorrow at 4. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.